Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Highway 59 construction causing delays in Gillette. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. Drivers in Gillette are being urged to plan ahead as construction continues along one of the city's busiest corridors. According to the Wyoming Department of Transportation District 4 office, work is ongoing on Highway 59 throughout the city. Beginning this week, a stretch of southbound Highway 59 is reduced to a single lane between Camel Drive and Box Elder Road, leading to noticeable slowdowns, especially during peak daytime traffic hours. YDOT says the lane restriction is part of an ongoing improvement project in northeast Wyoming aimed at maintaining and upgrading roadway conditions. While specific timelines for completing have not been announced, drivers should expect intermittent delays as crews continue work in the area. Motorists are advised to slow down and watch for changing traffic patterns, allow extra travel time during busy hours, stay alert for flaggers and construction signage. The construction zone runs through a heavily traveled commercial area, meaning congestion can build up quickly during morning and afternoon commutes. YDOT officials say updates will be provided as the project progresses, and drivers are encouraged to check road condition reports before heading out. Wyoming weighs role in growing AI data center boom. Wyoming is being eyed as a potential location for future artificial intelligence data centers as demand for computing power continues to surge. According to Cowboy State Daily, a recent report lists the state as a possible expansion site for a major project backed by OpenAI, Oracle, and SoftBank, putting Wyoming in competition with several other states. Industry experts say that the biggest factor isn't land, it's electricity. Data centers require massive reliable power, and Wyoming's energy production, combined with available land and a cooler climate, could make it attractive. That's part of the discussion this week in Jackson, where leaders from major tech companies, energy developers, and government agencies are meeting behind closed doors to consider Wyoming's role in the expanding industry. Momentum is already building in southeast Wyoming. In Cheyenne, a $1.2 billion data center campus is expected to bring hundreds of construction jobs and generate significant tax revenue. Still, questions remain about workforce, environmental impacts, and how to ensure the benefits reach Wyoming residents. Governor Mark Gordon says that the state must balance economic growth with protecting its resources as it considers joining what could become one of the largest infrastructure expansions tied to AI. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalene.